All right, in case you missed it, last night, UTC hammered UNC Greensboro 91-68, and Greg Pryor, the senior guard of the Mocs, hit quite the miraculous shot, wound up being one of the top 10 plays of the night on SportsCenter, and joining us on the Hardys Hotline at 648-1051 is Greg Pryor. Greg, congratulations. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. Take us through that play. You make the steal, but the ball's going out of bounds. You're heading basically for UTC's bench. Was there any thought, I mean, you're having to think really quick, was there any thought of just getting it back into play and just kind of take us through why you decided to turn around and fling that thing up there?
Well, I knew when I got the ball and I knew it was going out of bounds that I didn't want to save it towards that basket. And I knew that me and the guy that I started the ball from were the last two people back court. So he would either save it out of bounds towards our basket or just shoot it. So I just shot the ball.
Greg, have you asked? Have you told Coach that you want to put that play in the playbook?
No, I don't think there's one that we'll have too much success from if we put it in the playbook.
What about the fact that you've now proven you can hit a three from just about any spot on the court?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. But I mean, it just happened to go in. I don't work on that shot at all.
Are any of your buddies giving you any grief because you did the okay sign, the bullseye over the eye as you were going back down court, like you just hit one from the top of the key?
I had just hit one right before then, the very play before that. So I guess I was just fending a little bit, and I came back down and hit another one right after that.
Well, Greg, I know. I bet Coach McCall loved it as much as anything, because when you look at the national highlight on plays of the night, I mean, I think the score was like 80-something to 40-something, so it's a great hustle play with the game already decided. But if that game got over at 9:15 or 9:30, whenever it got over, what were those next couple of hours like for you when that play was making its rounds nationally?
Seeing a lot of different stuff coming to my phone as far as Twitter and stuff like that. SportsCenter, ESPN, a lot of family back home contacting me saying that they've seen it on TV and stuff like that. It was just different for me. I've never been in that position being on SportsCenter top 10 or nothing like that. So it was different. It was exciting.
Most famous person you heard from either texting you or on social media?
Nobody really famous, just people that I'm really close to. I really wouldn't consider them famous just because I grew up with them. I know them for a long time, but it's just people that I'm close to. I really haven't just got into everybody else that mentioned me on Twitter and stuff like that. So I just really just been communicating with people that I'm close to.
Greg, I have to admit, I thought you got hosed. I mean, you clearly had the play of the night, and then the number one play of the night, because yours was number two, number one play of the night was some boxing knockdown. Did you feel like you got robbed on that?
Yeah, I think initially mine was the number one play, and then I think like the second or third time around, they put a boxing play in front of it. I seen that too, but I mean, it is what it is. I'm not pressed about anything like that, about being in the spotlight or nothing like that. I mean, it's a good play. It happened, but it's the game is over now, so I'm not too much worried about it.
Well, Greg, listen, congratulations. It made for quite the fun moment. I know last night a lot of people were really excited. And, of course, the bottom line is that was a team you lost to at the beginning of the Southern Conference schedule, and you guys really put it on them. So congratulations for the way you guys played last night, and best of luck in continuing that.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Greg.